Right. Praise the Lord. All right, Barbara, you would sing one for us, please. Thank you.
Before the world was, God dared to dream a dream of the wife's part of the word and what her message would be. The glorified flesh and bones is now here for us to see as we fulfilled our part of the dream God dared to dream and believe. Now we're rejoicing in the wise part of the dream, with a glory that's never been seen, except in the dream God dared to dream and believe. Oh, we're rejoicing in the wise part of the dream, with a glory that's never been seen, except in the dream God dared to dream and believe. The departed saints are all here, and oh, what blessings together we share. For they came into and have received the wife's part of the dream God dared to dream and believe. Now we're rejoicing in the wise part of the dream, with a glory that's never been seen, except in the dream God dared to dream and believe. Oh, we're rejoicing in the wise part of the dream, with a glory that's never been seen, except in the dream God dared to dream and believe. Before the world was, God dared to dream a dream of the wife's part of the word and what her message would be. The glorified flesh and bones is now here for us to see as we fulfilled our part of the dream God dared to dream and believe. We're rejoicing in the wise part of the dream, with a glory that's never been seen, except in the dream God dared to dream and believe. The departed saints are all here, and oh, what blessings together we share. For they came into and have received the wise part of the dream God dared to dream and believe. Now we're rejoicing in the wise part of the dream, with a glory that's never been seen, except in the dream God dared to dream and believe. Oh, we're rejoicing in the wise part of the dream, with a glory that's never been seen, except in the dream God dared to dream and believe. We're rejoicing in the wise part of the dream, with a glory that's never been seen, except in the dream God dared to dream and believe. Praise God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you, Barbara. That's a good one. Dream that God dared to dream. Amen. Why he dared to dream, he always brings the path, and he makes it known. Praise the Lord. And we're living out part of that right now, that dream. And we're doing it just right, just like he dreamed it, just like he ordained it. And we just praise him. Amen. He's a wonderful Lord. So the dream that God dared to dream, amen, he was different from us in the sense of he were able to make it come to pass what he dreamed or what he ordained. And so that's the beautiful part of it. Amen. So good to be here again today. Amen. To worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I love to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Not just back when we were in the more or less in the Pentecostal ways, we did it a little. We just, the emphasis was more on what was the rejoicing part of it. But as we grew in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and moved on with God, we began to see the importance of the things that God has for us. And just realizing just how important the word is. Amen. And so the Bible says the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we know that originally applied to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That he was that word manifested. So today we just thank God for the word, written word. And spiritual word. Praise the Lord. And the spiritual word is spoken word. And I believe that would be a better name for it, spoken word. So that's what we have today. We have both the written word and the spiritual word. The written word basically tells us the route we have came and points to the prophecy of it, points to the future. Amen, as to what God will do in the future. And so we just see that we have come to the realization that we're living our part of the dream or our part of the plan. And everything's just working out so beautifully, better than we could ever hope for or expect. But since God had the dream, or had the plan, why should we expect anything less than perfection in the way that God does things? But I like the way God does things. He let himself have, he let certain failures come along, for instance, in the Garden of Eden there, and all the way through, yet it all wind up working out, being perfectly like he planned it. And he allowed certain things to come to try us and to build us up. And then he went through similar things. See, he didn't put us through nothing he didn't go through, because he went through the similar things of that himself. Because when we read about the plan of God, how that everything worked out, we see that what was originally supposed to be, didn't turn out exactly like that to begin with, but after went through certain troublous periods, amen, it all came into being. So we just praise the Lord this morning. Amen. So we're reading first in the Word today from the book of First Thessalonians. And we say book, but it's a letter that Paul wrote to those folks and tell them certain things. But in it, he let prophecies be laid in and certain things. And you could read it and you would know it just weren't a letter to that group, but it had far-reaching implications to it. Praise the Lord. So today we're reading there in 1 Thessalonians, and we'll read in chapter 4, a familiar verse, because in here there's certain mysteries that's laid in. It just starts a mystery and leaves it off, and then later on more is revealed, and that's the beautiful part of it. Amen. And so we're going to do that today, but let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this privilege to come to stand before you today. Amen. And stand here as a representative. Amen. And we just praise you and thank you that you've called us and ordained us and empowered us and enlightened us to do the job that you've ordained for us to do. So we just praise you and thank you for all the good things you're doing for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're reading now, as said, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And this scripture is not unknown to you, that here's the messages regularly. You will realize soon that this is something that God has been revealing for quite some time. He's making it more and more visible to us. More, he's given us more understanding of it, and we just praise God for it. So I want to start reading today. I believe it will be in verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It reads like this: "But I would not have you to be ignorant." Now that's quite a scripture, isn't it? "I would not have you to be ignorant." In other words, he wants us to know. Say, amen. And sometimes it's a process that we go through in learning, and we finally get to know that we know that we know. Say, amen. So I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren. And when he say brethren here, he's talking, that's Paul's language, that he would talking brothers and sisters alike. Amen. "So I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep." He used sleep here, he used dead other places. "Which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." In other words, they graduated up a notch, we would say. Rather than losing out, they moved up. When they, Paul said here, sleep. And so that's a word that more would refer that their body is not moving anymore. Amen. And the body, of course, is put in the ground following the normal trend of things, and it decay away. And for this particular group that he's talking here to here, the bride or the wife, yeah, it would be those espoused, those that are espoused to Christ. He's speaking here that they are they're not, the body goes in the ground, but the spirit goes to a certain locale in the spirit, where they're gathered together in waiting, and they're waiting for a certain thing. Amen. Waiting to come back, right back to this earth. And that this verse 14, it really brings that in real good. It says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again," and of course, if you believe in Jesus at all, there'd be no need to believe in him at all unless you believe that he died and rose again, see. Amen. That's when salvation was wrought. Amen. When he died on the cross, and he went down and preached the spirits for 3 days or so, And then he came back to this earth and went right back in that body that he were in, that he lived in. It says, even so also, he rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him, or stand with him. And the word that bring, some of the translations that we have says sin, but you can get it like this. It was God's plan came to earth. Amen. So all that Godhead that was involved in the Godhead came. See, he brings these to earth, and he brings them down to be joined to a group of living saints. Amen. And the living saints, and these he bring with him, they eat the same thing. Glory to God. Amen. They eat of the word that will put glorified flesh and bones on those tabernacles, or spirits. Amen. While we that are yet living are changed into the same, not something different, into the same. Amen. So we'll be out the same as they are. They'll be the same as we are. Amen. And that's those that have gone on, and we that are living. Glory to God. So as we look at this today, we see the greatness of it, how God brings them with him. Now, this is not bringing them back after a rapture. See, when he says God will bring them with him or send them with Christ, see, that is the spirits, only the spirits of those that to be part of the wife that has gone on before in death or in sleep, Paul says here. He brings the spirits, the tabernacles, back with him. And he brings them back to unite with a group of living saints. And that living saints is a remainder of the wife of the Lamb. Amen.
Remainder of the bride.
Yes, the remainder of them is a part of the ones that God has that the... See, the one that's remained, he brings them back, and excuse me, I'm getting a little tongue-tied. He brings them back to be reunited with we that are still alive, see. And we are united together, amen, and then we eat together, amen. We eat what he has for us, and that's a message, that's the word. See, one time Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. And, of course, they had nothing to do with wanting people to be accountable and eat his flesh and drink his blood, but was a spiritual saying that they eat the word of God. Amen. So we eat the same thing. Those that had died through the ages, they heard Paul's message, and so have we. That's why we had to be restored back to it, so we would be equalized with them in the sense of them being up to where we were at with the word. But then here comes something that was to be revealed. Amen. And that it's reflected in a little book there in Revelation chapter 10, the food. Amen. He said, take it and eat it up. Amen. Now, not only did they have to eat it up, because this is something they didn't have. Amen. And not only they have to eat it up, but we have to eat it up. And we become one together. Amen. We become just exactly what they are, and they become exactly what we are. Amen. So that's what I want you to look at today. And that's what's been taking place, see. There's been such a coming together. It's been a secret, almost in secret. But the wife of the Lamb has got it. She knows where she stands. Amen. And she knows that the saints that he brought back with him, and the Bible says spirits in one place, and then tabernacle. Amen. They were all together. So I'm having to
thing to say this year, be sure I'm saying it just exactly right. Get a little water here. Amen. So they are eating the same thing we're eating. Amen. And that while they are eating it, it putting glorified flesh and bone on them tabernacles. And when we're eating it, it puts glorification in our present body. Amen. So that we'll be together perfectly. And that's we want to get to that down here in verse 17. Amen. So here's where we go. Verse 15. But first of all, remember, he brings them with him. Amen. Glory to God. And we find out in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that these are tabernacles. These are souls. They are spirits. Because it says, if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, not made with hand. Tabernacle, a spiritual tabernacle. So that's what it is. So we could say spirits. Paul used the word spirits. And then he used the word tabernacle. And so on like that. But he's referring to the spirits of those that have gone on before. Amen. And that's what he brings back. And he brings back. Now these are the ones that he espoused. Amen. To Christ, to present to Christ. Amen. And over time, see, as time went by, some of them passed on. That's why he said one place there, to be not troubled. Amen. And he said, I don't want you to be ignorant of it. Because these souls, they didn't die. Amen. Once eternal life comes into you, you cannot die. The body can go to sleep. Amen. So that's the great thing about it. Amen. It's so wonderful. And this is something that God's revealing and making known. And he's bringing it to pass. He's bringing it to pass in such a way, glory to God, that it's just wonderful. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's what's going on today. Amen. God's moving by his Holy Spirit. He's bringing these souls back, these spirits back. And now that they're here, see, amen, then our spirits and their spirits blends together as we eat this word. So watch as we read on here just a little bit here. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Now that means he's speaking by revelation. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. And he used the word sleep here instead of dead. And I kind of like that word better, I believe. Amen. Because death seems like it has something that it ends certain things. Death. But go to sleep, you wake back up, see. Amen. And so these souls here that he brought back with him, amen, they are to take on glorified flesh and bone so that they can do the same. Now, here we eat in this body, so we don't have to be converted except God change our appetite to something spiritual, see. But there they come and they take on the body where they can eat and so on like that. And I brought this in the other week on the sermon. Brother Brown was talking about those saints. Says he was so happy to be there, God let him visit with them. Amen. Brother Brown thinking about them and talking about them. But one morning he's laying in bed there. He began to say, I wonder what it'd be like. What would Brother Neville be? That was the pastor of the church there. I wonder if he will be like a little fog passed by. And I say, there goes Brother Neville. Amen. And that was just his thinking, you know, way he explained it. But he said, no, it won't be that way. They're real. Amen. Where they were at there, they were tabernacle souls, but they were not souls that could eat and food like we do and such thing. So he was bringing them in there. He was telling about it. The Lord's telling about it. And the ones that were talking to Brother Brown with the Lord says, here we don't eat. We don't drink. We're just as happy as we can be because they were spiritual tabernacles, spiritual souls. Amen. It said, but one day when he comes, he will come and pick us up and take us back to earth. That's why it says that those that the spirits that God bring with him, see, brought them to earth. And that began a new thing, which meant the church age is over. Amen. And meant that we're here right at the end time. And all these great things are so wonderful. And just think, this is part of God's dream. This is the part for the wife of the Lamb. And we're living right among what's taking place. We're part of it. And we can't help ourselves but be what we are, Harley. Amen. And that's what sometimes somebody say, do something, say, well, I know you couldn't help yourself because they're set in a certain way. Well, I'm glad that we are set in our ways on these things of the Lord. Amen. So here we are in a new surrounding. Here we are in a new day. Here we are where the spirits, the tabernacle has been brought back to earth. And here we are while they're taking on glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And while they're taking on glorified flesh and bone, our flesh and bones is being changed into the same glorified flesh and bone. And that's where we're at today. And that's why we can be together. And the together don't take place until that they begin to take on glorified flesh and bone, and ours begin to change. And that's verse 17 we'll get down to. But let's read on. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. That's one phase of the message Brother Brown brought. With the voice of the archangel. And Brother Jackson, he brought this part of the message. And with the trump of God. Now here's the trump of God is what gets the job done by using all this that God has brought up to the moment. And that's why it's important for the church ages and all these things we know about. We already got that in our knowledge and in our being. We know about the church age. We know about the seals. We know about all these things. See? Amen. And so that's why he does that. He'll send heaven with a shout, voice, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. And that rising there was similar to what they did in the Old Testament or when Jesus come back. But the rising here at the end time, amen, remember, he brings them down from heaven. Amen. And there's a creative message that creates the flesh and bone, glorified flesh and bone, on these spirits. And we see that that's why it took place there when the Lord, he came and he came back. He came into a body, and that body, when he came into it, it became glorified. Amen. Glorified flesh and bone. Prior to them, prior to the time he raised from the dead, he was a man just like any other human being, with the exception that he was not living in sin. But he wasn't glorified. Amen. In other words, he just, when he came into a house, he came in through the door. But after that, he didn't have to come through a door. He could come through just appear in the midst. That's what he did to the disciples. He appeared in the midst. Well, their bodies and our bodies is exactly the same. Has to be to get together. So that's verse 17, what I'm going to get down to here. It says, then we which are alive and remain, we're still living, shall be caught up together with them. Now I want you to know, Notice that word together. Called up together to meet them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. In other words, we'll meet the real, the King, Jesus Christ, our husband, whom we're married to by revelation. Amen. And this will be the wife, and she is the wife, but there'll be the King, the husband, and the Queen, the wife. Amen. And we'll be together there. Glory to God. And we'll be together basically in a land of Israel. Amen. As God finish out the, of course, there'll be the tribulation, the day of the Lord, and so on. Amen. And then we'll be there with Him. He'll be on the throne as the King. We're the Queen. And then there'll be the 12 tribes, the 12 apostles, Israel. They'll sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the thing is, there'll be a separate group than the wife of the Lamb. The wife of the Lamb is special within herself. Amen. And, of course, the Bible makes that very clear, unmistakably, just by the written word. Because in the written word there, the great multitude, those came out of tribulation and all, everything had on white robes, with the exception of the wife of the Lamb. She's clothed in fine linen, clean and white. So the group is easily identified as being the wife of the Lamb. And that's the great thing about it. See, that's what God has chosen in this hour, a group of people that's the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And that's where we are today. We are the wife of the Lamb, praising God. Amen. And more we're just coming right together to be where that we can be visibly together with one another. Amen. Not to the world. Amen. Because Jesus walked around here and the world didn't even know He was here in His glorification. Even the disciples didn't know He was here. And He ate with them. He ate the fish and honey. And that was the glorified body. That's His glorification. And that's the one that we marry. Amen. We're married to Him. And those are the good things that we're rejoicing about today. And I'm just praising God that all these things are coming into reality. So we see all this as we go along. And it'll just be more and more until that day will be visibly. It won't be something that's totally unheard of for some of the saints visible among us. And that's where we're at. And it's not going to be something that's so totally unknown, because it's laid out. Paul laid it right out in the Word here. Amen. How he began to tell how it would be. And we'll be together. But that's the point I want to make here. With them together. See, we could call it with them together. Amen. And being together, see, amen, don't mean that we don't see them or we don't know about them. And it'll be just something that's just natural as can be. Amen. Oftentimes you've heard me preach and just highlight the scripture and highlight how it be. I would say something like this. Paul, how am I doing this morning? Am I doing all right? And, of course, saying that to put the thought there that he's among us as well as the other saints, the part of the wife. Now, I'm talking about the wife of the Lamb here. That he's among us, and to see someone visibly like that among the congregation, amen, wouldn't be so strange. It wouldn't cause us to have a heart attack. Amen. Wouldn't cause us to pass out. But it's such a reality. We can see it's the Word coming to pass. It's our part of that dream that God dared to dream, part of that plan that was laid out before the world was. And all of these things are just coming to pass, and just beautiful what God's doing. And I'm so glad. And so I felt this morning to read this and bring these things in a hopefully in a more, I brought them in, been bringing them in quite a bit here lately. But I want to bring it in such a way, amen, that you can't miss it. That you'll just know for sure, you'll know that you know that you know. And that's what God wants us to know. And we can know even before we see them personally. And they've been seen. Amen. Some of the saints of God, amen. And they're already here. They're brought back, see, because, see, he brings back. Amen. Yes, that verse 14, he brings them with him. Now, that is Revelation chapter 10, in where it shows there exactly what happened. Amen. And those they bring back with him, those souls, they'll be the same as the living once the completion of the work has taken place of putting the glorified flesh and bones on them. Our flesh and bone become glorified. Amen. Be the one and the same that we'll fit together. Amen. Perfectly. And be very comfortable among one another. Amen. And that's the time we're living in. We're coming right into that. God's blessing and helping us, and we're just moving right on with God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we just moving right along in these great things that God's doing. Amen. So I just praise God for that. I praise God for the Spirit that he's given us. Amen. That we can believe that all things are possible to them that believe. Because some of these things, they're so wonderful. And we could say almost unbelievable. But it's the things that God's doing. He's making known. And it's so wonderful. Amen. You can talk about it all day and still not get through talking about it. Amen. You can dream about it. Amen. And it's so blessed as we look at this. We're looking at a picture here that God drew in his mind. Amen. We use the word dream. Looking at a dream. And we're seeing it begin to come to pass. Amen. And it's just being so beautiful. And more the picture come into view. Amen. I used to watch a message or watch TV on a certain man that would draw things. He'd take a white, clean white sheet of paper with nothing on it. And someone would say, draw me this house and put clouds here and so on like that. And just let your imagination take control. But I want a cabin here and I want some clouds in a blue sky. And I want a beautiful stream running by. And says, I want some smoke coming out of the chimney. And he would take a clean sheet of paper, white sheet of paper, and he, whatever the man said, or the one that requested, he would draw that out and make it so beautiful, he would bring it to reality, what your request. And so that's what God's doing. He's bringing to reality the things that this word said would be here, and here we are, seeing begin to come into being. And we just praise God for it more and more, and the picture's getting clearer and clearer. And it's getting, we've heard, I believe Brother Brown said the word, take legs and get up and walk. Amen. In other words, it began to bring into a reality what's written. And that hour we're in. Amen. The reality of the things that's written. And not only that, when we get to the place where we run out of written word. Amen. Then the Spirit of God gives us that spoken word, and it just continues on, and it don't contradict. Amen. That's the good thing about it. It don't contradict whatever God's doing here. Amen. So when the mighty angel come down, he come down. It's not just like an angel. It's I believe I'll turn and read that. Amen. I like this chapter because I think it applies to the wife of the Lamb a lot here at the end time. Amen. So I want to read this right here in Revelation chapter 10. Yes, and I'll start at verse 1. It says, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud." I want you to notice that, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, and his face was as it was the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Now that don't just show Christ there. It shows Christ Jesus. And I don't want to make this so technical here, but when we say Christ, then we're speaking of the Spirit. Amen. And in that Spirit, there's masculine part and the feminine part. But when we say Christ Jesus, that definitely reflects Christ as he manifests himself in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, both masculine and feminine being manifested. Amen. So as we read just a little further here, this is very important here. Amen. "And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth." Now that brings a whole scope of what God's doing. Not just the first leg of his coming, but the first and second leg of his coming. Put the fullness of Christ Jesus here. Amen. And so we just praise God for it. And I tell you, I just love him with all my heart. Amen. And the more you read about this word, the more you hear about it, and the more you apply it to yourself. Now, some people might say, well, yeah, that's what the word says, and I believe, but how do I know it applies to me? Amen. If it didn't apply to you, you probably would be interested very little in what he's saying. But when you know this is talking about us, the wife, amen, a many-membered body, amen, which is Christ, the wife of the Lamb, see. And so we're part of that. And we realize we're not just church age saints. We're part of that. We're not tribulation saints. And we're not just the saints that died away and remain in the earth. I want to show you a little something about those so that we'll be sure that we're getting the whole picture here as to what's taking place. Amen. Those that died throughout time, amen, they will be resurrected in glorified bodies. And they'll be resurrected from the earth, see, because that's what they'll be made from the earth, and they'll be resurrected in that sense. They don't get this changing message that we have. Amen. They'll rise from the earth. And when the Lord Jesus Christ sets up his throne in Jerusalem, that's after the day of the Lord, the tribulation, everything, then all the saints of all ages, amen, that is associated among that has lived and served God and so on, they'll rise from the dead, amen, and be right there, be glorified people of God. And not only that, but there'll be those that was born and raised in the millennium. They will be here, and they'll look at the earth during the 1,000 years and then on in eternity. Amen. Be people that walk around here that can't die. Amen. Our bodies has a certain ability to restore itself. Amen. But there was an interruption. And that interruption was, of course, when Eve and the serpent got together. It put an interruption between the seed of God and the seed of man, see. Amen. So they're not any longer born from the flesh, as a little baby, as a seed of God, without any possibility of death. But they got that interruption, see. But after the curse is lifted, after all the things take place that will take place during the time of the millennia, all that throughout time, there'll be 1,000 years. The earth will be repopulated with people, amen, that was allowed to go into the millennia to repopulate the earth. Well, what's God going to do with them? Amen. He's going to give them that eternal. They'll become eternal persons. Amen. I want you to notice how I said that. They'll become eternal persons, people. Amen. Because God's going to speak the word and the eternal life will be granted. But before that, right at the end of the millennium, just for a little short season, only a few years maybe, Satan will rise. He'll be loosed out of his prison for one purpose, and that purpose will be to give those a trial that has born and raised in the millennium, never saw sin and never been involved being tempted of the devil or anything of that nature. They'll be allowed to be tested. And that's what's taking place now in a similar way, that something has been loosed in this world. There's a spirit that's been loose, and it's not like it was when I was growing up, a teenager. They're involved in stuff now that we didn't even come into our mind. Amen. And of course, I'm 85 now, and being 85, I've saw a lot of change, and I've seen a great change. It's as though something's been loosed. And the world's different now. Well, that's exactly, absolutely a profile of what will happen when the end of the millennia, there'll be something loosed on the earth. Amen. It'll be the will of God to try those that's born and raised, because everything goes in God's kingdom is going in because they love him, because they appreciate him, and want to be part of him. Amen. So something will be loose to give a test, and it'll become again like it, similar to what it is now. Amen. Not to the extent, because God's not going to allow it go that far, but the devil will be loose, and he'll go out and he'll deceive the nations. The world will be repopulated and gather together a number like the sands of the sea, we would say. Amen. That means there's a number you could look at and estimate, and you couldn't estimate with any accuracy the number of people it was. But there'll be a people that will yield to and listen to the devil as he presents his plan, and he'll make his plan so glorious and even more glorious than the millennia in his way of presenting it, and there'll be multitudes follow him. And he get them to a certain place where they're obeying him in the way that he wants them to. And I'm not talking about God's children, the one that's going into the eternal time as mortal people. I'm talking about those that's born and raised, that's tried. Amen. He'll be so convincing that many will follow him, and he will even get them together to go up to overthrow. Let's go up and overthrow the saints. Amen, he'll say. Let's go up and take over ourselves. I'll sit on the throne, and we'll have a new kingdom, and you've never saw anything like what we'll have. It's so good and beautiful. He'll deceive many, but when they start, amen, God will let fire come down from heaven and devour them. Amen. Then the devil will be cast in the lake of fire where the beast and false prophets are, and all those that have followed him. The books will be open, the book of life and so on. The book of life will be open for those that's born and raised here in the millennium. Amen. That stayed true to God. Amen. Then the books of deeds will be open. They'll be judged out of the things written in the books, and they'll be cast in the lake of fire, and they'll all be burnt up. I don't know how long it'll take, some more than others, because Jesus said concerning the Pharisees and the punishment they would receive, said these shall receive the greater damnation. In other words, he ain't going to judge them the same as those that would deceive and do damage. He's not going to deceive, not going to give them the same amount of time he would someone stole a watermelon out of their neighbor's field, see, I would say. Amen. So those are the things that we're looking at today. But here's the people now, living, breathing now, glory to God, that is hearing a message and being changed. Ephesians chapter 2, Paul had a message that took two people and blended them together by the Spirit and made them one. Amen. And the Bible says neither Jew nor Gentile. This group said he created a new group there. You start at about verse 14. I'm not looking at here. So it's in Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. But he'll bring them together. Amen. And there'll be a group of people that they will listen. And this is important. There'll be neither Jew nor Gentile. Amen. But there'll be one group. They'll be the espouse to the Lord. Amen. To become the wife of the Lamb in this hour. Amen. And that marriage has taken place. And it's just so beautiful where we're at now. And we look back and we'll see. We have a good understanding of all these things. And it's not necessary for you to understand everything, place everything just right. I brought a message. I've heard some comments on it about stacking things, like on the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel, how that one thing will stack on the other, and the many things are happening during that 3.5 years. It's not one thing happen for 3.5 years, another 3.5 years, another, and make a lot of time, because the entire week is only 7 years. And the last part of that week is, of course, Great Tribulation period. Amen. So God, he has his way of doing things. Amen. There'll be a people on this earth that will go into eternity after the devil's cast in the lake of fire, all the judgments completed there. Amen. And when all that takes place, there'll be a people walk out into eternity on the earth. Amen. And that earth is so beautiful. Amen. Everything is so, it's just going to be a place unbelievable. Amen. Everything, I suppose, beautiful gardens and just the way everything works, it's just going to be. And the Bible says nothing shall be hurt nor destroy. And that'll even be picked up in the millennium in my holy mountain. I like to walk in the woods sometimes, but I can't walk in the woods too much. In this time we're living in, I believe it was yesterday, before yesterday, I went down the woods there just a little bit, and I came back, and I saw a tick crawling up on me, already got on me there. And me and some brothers went walking in the woods down a trail. Amen. I said, I want you to watch how many ticks will be on me when we get back. But by the time we get back, we got 7 ticks off me. They didn't have a one on them. I don't know. I guess they just love me for some reason or another. Amen. But those things won't exist. They're in the millennia and in the eternal age to do harm like that. Even going into millennia, it'll go on into eternal age. The bear and the lion and all that'll be tame. A child shall lead them. And it's just going to be so beautiful, wonderful. And that's in the natural realm. And now here, before all that take place, we got these saints that have come back now. Amen. And they're uniting with us as they take on glorified flesh and bone, and our flesh and bone become glorified. Hallelujah. And and this earth to lose its gravitation on us when God wants us to move one place to another and so on. And I thought about it this morning, but I wouldn't have time to do it. We've got it on other messages. The 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. There he talks about those saints and spirits and so on. Amen. And everything has its place. Glory to God. And I thank God that we've got a glorious place and we praise God for it. And do we deserve it? Well, he evidently counted us that. If God counted us worthy, I suppose we do, see. Amen. So we don't want to say, I'm not worthy. Amen. So if you receive this and you see this message, amen, there's some worthiness somewhere. Amen. And that worthiness is the thing that God himself. Now, I want you to notice how I say that. The worthiness is something God himself determined. And that's not left up to our determination. It's left up to his determination. Amen. So a lot of people say, I just don't feel like I'm worthy of that. And this, that, and the other. Well, that's not for you to determine. Amen. Because God put names on the book before the foundation of the world. God determined this in his dream. And he knows what will happen to us tomorrow, next week, next year, or whenever. So he has all. God's love is not, and God's love and God's plan is not just for the moment, but it's everlasting. Amen. It's eternal. It lasts forever. And so that's the thing that God does. He determines certain things, and when he has determined it, that's the way it'll be, as the Lord has determined before the foundation of the world. Amen. So I want to bring that in about those other souls, amen, that he brings back with him. And he only brings back, notice now, he only brings back those that's to be part of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. That's the one that is in the place in waiting until he comes and do that. And he has already come. Sometimes I'll say, until he comes and do that, which he's already come. And he's already doing that, see. Amen. So we just praise God for it. And so here we are this morning, rejoicing in the Lord, all these things, knowing that God has determined this for us. And we know it's beautiful, it's wonderful. Amen. And we can't add to, take from. Amen. It's just so good. And the old saying is, I wouldn't have it no other way. You've got to get to the place where you say, I wouldn't have it no other way. Glory to God. Because if it's left up to us in our human flesh, amen, many times we'll lean towards our feelings, whether we discourage or encourage or something of that nature, and we'll let it affect our thinking. But see, your thinking doesn't determine that. God has determined it before you ever started to think. And whatever he has determined, that's exactly the way it'll be. So we're here with those saints that he brought back, and we don't see them as yet visibly, but we know that they're taking on the flesh and bone of glorification, and they don't eat up there, but we do here. So they'll learn to eat and so on, and it's just like Jesus was. Have you anything to eat, he said. Amen. And they set the fish and honey before him. So that's the kind of way it is today. And I just wanted to bring this in. I feel like it will be profitable to hear and know these things and know that he's the one. The old song says, Jesus is the one. Yes, he's the only one. Let him have his way until the day is done. Amen. And his ways will always be right. And he does have his way. He may have to guide just a little this way or that way if we're getting too far to the left or too far to the right. He always knows what to do to correct our pathway. Amen. So let us bow our head in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the message, for the Word of God. And thank you for giving us grace. And thank you for giving us victory. Thank you for, Lord, all these good things. And we could thank you all day long, and still, amen, we could still need to be thanking you and praising you. And so here we are today, wonderfully saved, wonderfully born again, wonderfully taking on glorified flesh and bone. But one of the great, wonderful things here, we are the wife of the Lamb, Lord, and we thank you for that. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for the fact that we've come through Revelation chapter 10. And when we came through it, it was fulfilled word. And we put a boundary line there at Revelation chapter 10, showing that we had moved on from it. And I just praise him for knowing that, and that he gave that. And because once we took up the bitter little book, that was the virgin taking the bitter little book and eating it up, it had to change forms so that we would have a message of glorified flesh and bones. And there wouldn't be any bitterness in it, because now we're in that river of life that doesn't have any bitterness in it. We're not in the main river of salvation anymore, but we're in the breakaway river. And there is no bitterness in that river. So that bitterness had to come out of that little book. So someone can't go back to Revelation chapter 10 and eat the bitter little book, because that doesn't exist anymore. Because it changed forms and produced the message of glorified flesh and bones. And I just appreciate that, and having that revelational knowledge to know that those spirits that came down are no longer spirits, but they are glorified flesh and bones. That's what they've been taking on, the same as we have, and we're at the end of that process, and I just praise them for that. Thank you, Lord. The male and female parts of Christ that were in God is now in Christ the wife, with a glory that excels, and where the Spirit without measure now dwells. And we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells. In human flesh we're no longer bound, because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells. In human flesh we're no longer bound, because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. It's our pleasure to tell you such things as these of our glorified flesh and bones the Lord made us to be. See this glory that now excels, and God gave us the Spirit without measure that never, never fails. And we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells. In human flesh we're no longer bound, because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. It's our pleasure to tell you such things as these of our glorified flesh and bones the Lord made us to be. See this glory that now excels, and he gave us the Spirit without measure that never, never fails. And we're rejoicing as Christ the wife of the Lamb, where the Spirit without measure now dwells in human flesh. We're no longer bound because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb in human flesh. We're no longer bound because we're the glorified wife of the Lamb. Praise God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Glory to God. Isn't the Word of God wonderful? Amen. And what he's revealing, just constantly revealing, open up the Word. That's really wonderful what he's doing. So may God bless you today and go with God. And I trust that this message today will be of a great, great encouragement to you and help you in many, many ways. Amen. So we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.